Yes, well, thank you.
Well, I should start by saying, are you okay?
I am okay. I'm better that I've done all my are you okay commitments now. I feel a lot better.
Fantastic. Let's talk about Are You Okay Day. What is it? Why do we do it? And why do we acknowledge it?
Are You Okay Day has been around for quite a while now. It was founded by Gav Larkin, who sadly passed away, but his dad took his life years ago, and Gav, you know, decided to turn that tragedy and look to break down those stigmas and have conversations about it, and that's where it was born. And he's obviously left behind a really incredible legacy that's gone on to make a massive difference around the country.
So as somebody listening this afternoon, asking somebody if they're okay can make all the difference, can't it?
Yeah, it can. Look, it's important that you do a bit of prep before it. I'm a really big advocate for not just launching in and asking someone how they're going if they look like they're off, because, you know, if they turn around and have a lot of problems and you've got problems, then everyone's got problems and no one's there to support you through it. So it's really important to think about it. Are you ready to take on someone's problems if they look like they're off their game? But then, yeah, if you ask, we all know how good it feels to talk about our issues. And I think if you can be that person to ask someone how they're going, they turn around, tell you their troubles, you don't have to say much, you just got to listen, show empathy, and then support them through the next stage of where they might go to navigate finding a way out of that little hole that they might be in.
And let's talk about Speak Up, Stay Chatty. What's that initiative?
Yeah, Stay Chatty I founded in 2014. My little brother, his name was Ty, and he was 18, and he took his life in 2013. And, I created a car bumper sticker after that, and I was a tradie at the time and, didn't really know too much at all about mental health or knew the stats around suicide, and, you know, it really turned our world upside down, and I just decided to start talking about our grief and our troubled times, and it just started raising awareness naturally to others, and it's really grown from there. And we've got 9 staff here in the south now and all across the state, and we deliver mental health programs into schools and workplaces and community groups. And, we like to think we're really making a difference and basically breaking down the stigma around mental health and encouraging people to have a conversation if they're struggling or going through a tricky time.
You mentioned the bumper stickers. They are absolutely everywhere. What's the significance with the shorts?
Yeah, my little brother loved wearing footy shorts. It's a story I sometimes choose whether to tell or not, but he loved wearing them without underwear. So there were... can only imagine some of the awkward situations we found ourselves in, but that was testament to him, and that made sense for me. It was like he was a lovable, fun guy. He went through a troubled time, obviously, but I wanted everyone, and I still do, I want everyone to remember him for the fun, happy-go-lucky guy he was, and he was just someone that didn't ask for help. So if someone hears about that story and he's going through a tough time, please ask and get the support that you need.
You did say testament, didn't you, right?
I did say that. Okay.
Hey, Mitch, thanks for chatting with us this afternoon on the Home Run. Really appreciate it. And where is somewhere where we can go to, you know, get the ball rolling if we do need some help? Where are the resources located online?
Yeah, you can. I mean, the Stay Chatty website, staychatty.com.au, we're well equipped on there for services and organisations and people that you can talk to if you're struggling. Beyond Blue, a great resource, probably one of the better resources out there. For today, areyouokay.org.au, there's some great tips and ways in which you can start the conversation, help each other, but most importantly, help yourself. So I hope everyone's had a great Are You Okay Day.
Mitch McPherson, thanks for your time.
Thanks, mate. Cheers, Lee.